Isaiah chapter 19, a message about Egypt. Well, at the time, Jerusalem was being attacked by the Assyrians, and the Assyrians had taken over a lot of Judah. And instead of trusting in God, the people of Judah were trusting in about anything apart from God. They were worshipping idols. They tried worshipping the idols of the Assyrians who were attacking them. And the other big power that was in the world then, the world around them, was Egypt. And they were trying to get Egypt to help them. So this is a message about Egypt and about how weak Egypt is. Yahweh is going to ride on a swift cloud and come and judge Egypt. The idols of Egypt will shake before Yahweh, and the hearts of the Egyptians are going to melt. And I will make the Egyptians fight against the Egyptians. Each one will fight against his brother, against his own neighbor. City will fight against city, kingdom against kingdom. And the spirits of the Egyptians will fail. Their plans will come to nothing. They will run to consult their idols and the spirits of the dead, but it will be to no avail. The Egyptians will be handed over into the power of a cruel lord, and a fierce king will rule over them, declares Yahweh of hosts. So then what that means is that actually the Assyrians were going to overcome the Egyptians as well. And that's actually what happened. There's a great battle called the Battle of Carchemish, when the Assyrians defeated the Egyptians. And so the temptation to trust in Egypt is what we see all around us, to trust in the world. Keep checking how much money we got in the bank, to keep wondering whether this will happen or that will happen, whether I should be smart and do this and that, and to always trust in worldly strength as soon as we have a problem, and God last. See, that's our tendency, and that's what it was for the people of Judah. So it is, let's say you have an accident or you have something go wrong in your health. We tend to think, oh, I'll do this, I'll do that. Oh, that didn't work, that didn't work, that didn't work. Oh, okay, I'll pray to God about it. When you should pray to start with. And so this is why there's so much in the Bible trying to tell the people of Judah how weak Egypt was. Because Egypt was where they always ran for help. So verse 5, the water sources of the Nile will be dried up, and their great river will become absolutely dry. The canals that are connected to the Nile will come to stink, just like they did at the time of the plagues. And all the bulrushes are going to wither away. All the fields of the Nile floodplain that have been sown with good crops are going to become dry, and the dust of them will just be blown away. Those who go into the Nile to fish are going to complain. Those who throw their nets upon the water of the Nile will become weaker and weaker. The Egyptians who weave white linen are going to be desperate. The Egyptians who work cloth so beautifully are going to be crushed. They will be sick at heart. The princes of Zoan, that's one of the big cities in Egypt, will become fools. All the wise advisers of Pharaoh will be shown to be ignorant. Where are your wise men now, Pharaoh? Let them tell you. Let them make known what Yahweh has got intended against Egypt. The princes of Zoan are become fools. The princes of Memphis likewise are foolish. The leaders of the tribes of Egypt have led them astray, because Yahweh has put within them the spirit of confusion, so that they make Egypt stagger around like a drunk man. So then God can put a attitude of mind in somebody. He put a confused spirit in the hearts of the Egyptians, and he can put his Holy Spirit in us. He can affect how we actually think. But at that time, the Egyptians will become like women in the time of their birth. They will be frightened and they will shudder as they see that Yahweh of hosts is lifting up his hand against them. And the land of Judah will terrify the Egyptians. The Egyptians will be terrified when they hear the name of the people of Judah. It's just what happened, of course, when they came out of Egypt. The Egyptians were frightened of the Israelites. And at that time there will be 5 cities in the land of Egypt that speak the language of the land of Canaan, and who promise loyalty to Yahweh of hosts. At that time there will be an altar to Yahweh of hosts in the middle of the land of Egypt, and a monument to Yahweh at the border. It will be a sign and a witness to Yahweh of hosts in the land of Egypt. And he will send Egypt a saviour, who will come and rescue them. So Yahweh will make himself known to the Egyptians, and the Egyptians will acknowledge Yahweh, and they will worship him with offerings and make vows to Yahweh. Although Yahweh will strike Egypt with a plague, he will also heal them, and then they will repent and turn to Yahweh, and he will heal them. And there will be a highway from Egypt to Assyria. The Assyrians will come into Egypt, and the Egyptians into Assyria, and they will all worship together. And I think the idea is they are going to worship God. In those, the God of Israel. In those days, Egypt and Assyria were the 2 big world powers, but the idea is that both of them are going to be united together in that they will repent and worship the God of Israel. At that time, Israel will be connected in covenant with Egypt and Assyria, and they will be a blessing in the midst of the land, so that Yahweh of hosts will bless them, saying, "Blessed be Egypt, my people, Assyria, the work of my hands, and Israel, my inheritance." So God's intention in all these judgments we keep reading about is not just to punish people because he's mad with them. He actually wants the people of Egypt to repent, and the Assyrians and all these people. And for what it says here, the people of Egypt finally will repent now and turn to Yahweh, the God of Israel. Now that's never happened so far. So we're looking for that to happen. And it might seem a very long way away for that to happen, but actually if God brings judgments into the life of a nation, they repent, I think, or people can repent very quickly when they see it. And there are great things going to happen very quickly in the earth, and people are going to repent. Now, if they're going to repent when they see all these judgments, our wisdom is to turn to God now, rather than being burnt up in the judgments and affected by them, but now to turn to God.